From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, April the 7th through Sunday, April 9th. I'm Philip Graham. The Department of Transportation advised motorists that the work to repair a series of slopes along Route 23A between Haynes Falls and Palinville restarts on Monday, April the 10th between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. each day from April the 10th to April the 14th. Motorists may encounter flaggers along this stretch of Route 23A. Beginning Monday, April the 17th, traffic will be reduced to a single alternating lane controlled by traffic signals during the construction. Work is expected to be completed by August. No full road closures are anticipated this year as part of this project. Joseph Spector reported in the Poughkeepsie Journal that the state Senate was expected to give final approval to the state budget after the $153 billion spending plan was passed by the state assembly on Saturday. Cuomo said Sunday on 970 a.m. in Manhattan, and I quote, "It really did a lot of great work, this budget, on a number of levels," end quote. The agreement was due March 31st, making it more than 1 week late. The spending plan includes free SUNY tuition beginning this fall for those from households earning $100,000 a year and increases to a $125,000 threshold by 2019. The budget also includes legalizing ride-hailing services outside New York City, raising the age of criminal responsibility from 16 to 18, and requiring local governments to find ways to share services to lower costs. The agreement also provides for a $1.1 billion increase to aid to public schools. Senate Republicans hailed the budget, calling it a victory for all New Yorkers, while Democrats were critical of the process and the failure to include tuition assistance to undocumented immigrants and ethics reform in the final plan. MidHudsonNews.com reported that the state-owned Bel Air Mountain Ski Resort secured $8.5 million under the state's 2017-18 spending plan. Assemblymember Kevin Cahill and Senator James Seward fought for the funding that Cahill said would help restore and enhance the facilities. This is the fifth year the Kingston Democrat pushed for support to ensure what he says is Bel Air's, and I quote, "fair share," end quote, of the resources allocated to the Olympic Regional Development Authority. The authority has operated Bel Air since 2012. Bel Air Mountain is a four-season ski resort located in the Catskill Mountains in Highmount, Ulster County. The Times Union reported that Columbia County Sheriff David P. Bartlett on Saturday, April the 8th, recognized two deputies for preventing a choking death last weekend. Deputy Heath Banaski and Jason Garvey were off duty and eating dinner at Yiannis at Chatham House in Chatham when fellow diner Bill Mickle began choking. Bartlett said Mickle's wife Michelle tried the Heimlich maneuver twice, but her husband continued to choke and could not breathe. Deputies took over, successfully dislodging the food and restored his breathing. Bartlett recognized the deputies at the Zone 14 Police Academy graduation held at Columbia Green Community College. Daniel Zuckerman reported in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee last week approved a resolution in support of the state Senate bill that would repeal the SAFE Act in upstate New York and limit it to Kings, Queens, Richmond, New York, and Bronx counties. Provisions would be made to remove restrictions on transferring guns to family members after a gun owner's death and removing background checks when purchasing ammunition. The Assembly co-sponsors of the bill include Pete Lopez and Steve McLaughlin, both Republicans. Lopez said this week that the SAFE Act places restrictions on responsible gun owners and fails to address the issues of people who obtain guns legally. He hopes the bill addresses what he calls a clash of cultures between urban and rural parts of the state. County Sheriff Greg Seeley addressed the committee prior to the vote, saying, and I quote, "Since it's been acted, Greene County is no safer with this bill. It just makes the honest man a criminal," end quote. Member Gene Hatton, a Republican representing Athens, made the motion to advance the bill. Public Safety Committee Chairman and Cairo Republican William Lawrence denied the law has been effective in combating crime. Lawrence said, and I quote, "The people who want to do something evil will find a way to do it. Banning all guns from people who are trying to live innocent lives is not good," end quote. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that the Ichabod Crane Board of Education reviewed its proposed $38.9 million 2017-18 budget last week. The proposal represents a 2.22% increase in spending next year, with a proposed tax levy of 1.47%. Superintendent George Zini said last week, and I quote, "There are no cuts to programming or staffing in this budget. We are able to maintain the services that we have," end quote. If additional aid is awarded under the newly approved state budget, Zini said there are plans to add a few new positions, such as a district-wide instructional technology specialist, and to give substitute maintenance workers a raise. The board will make final changes to the spending plan at a special meeting on Wednesday, April the 12th. The board will conduct its budget hearing on May the 2nd, preceded by a school board candidate forum. In addition to the annual budget vote and board elections, Ichabod Crane voters will also be asked to approve the purchase of 5 school buses and 1 van when they go to the polls on May 16th. Finally, William J. Kimball reported in the Daily Freeman that school boards in the 22 component districts of Questar 3 BOCES districts will vote April the 25th on Questar's proposed $6.1 million administrative budget for 2017-18. The administrative budget is part of the overall Questar 3 spending plan for next year, totaling $70.4 million, 1.6% less than its current operating budget. Proposed spending next year has been decreased across the board. Questar 3 Superintendent Gladys Cruz said on Friday, April the 7th, the overall reduction in program cost is a result of efforts to be more efficient. Questar 3 includes school districts in Greene, Columbia, and Rensselaer counties. Boards of Cooperative Education Services, or BOCES, were created by the state legislature in 1948 to provide shared educational programs and services to school districts outside of the state's largest city districts. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 77 degrees. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 52. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 63 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 40. Sunrise today was at 6:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:32 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 10th day of April, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.